What's up, guys? TrueDriver101.com. We just did the delusion of control, talking about what dictates freight, what dictates how much freight you get, baby. But now let's get down to something else, guys. Let's get down to business. You can go to truckdriverbooks.com. Truckdriverbooks.com. How to make that big money in trucking, baby. If you'd like to go down to truckdriverbooks.com, you can purchase for $2.99 our trucking book about starting in trucking, doing it right, and getting to that big, delicious money. I am truckdriver101.com. Big Ken. Let's get down to business. And we still 619. Uh-oh, we on the hustle. So, let's get down to business, y'all. What we're going to talk about now is lease purchase, the reality. One, I do not lease a truck. So, for all you guys out there like, I want to see a check stub, dog. You ain't just the truck man. What the fuck you be talking about, man? You don't know this. How could you possibly know it, man? Brad, this is something I always hear from black truck drivers usually because my people, sadly, have a problem understanding the concept of knowledge. Let me explain this part to my people. Generally. So, my people, let me explain why. A couple things I'm sick of seeing. First of all, the check stub shit. Oh, man, check out my check stub. Show me a month's worth of those motherfuckers. Show me 6 months, because that'll explain what you're showing me. Because showing me a check stub, 1, 2, 3, don't mean shit. Right. Doesn't mean shit. Secondly, who the fuck walks around with check stubs? I mean, nobody ever stops and realizes that. Like, who walks around going, yo, dog, hey, man, I made some money last week. Hold on. I put this check stub specifically in my pocket to show it to you. Are you fucking crazy? I don't know about you. My check stubs are digital. All right. At my job. So you think I'm finna print one out and walk around with it in my pocket so I can show you? Are you fucking crazy? Travis, it's my people, Jack. My people, just not thinking. Please, black folks, don't get off into check stubs. And dog, well, you ain't doing it, dog. How you know, dog? How you know? Da, 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 da. How you know? How you know? Well, let's think about that for a second, brother. Right. First of all, because I'm not in it means I'm not recruiting for it. That's why dudes walk around with check stubs. I mean, think about it. When the last time you was walking around and went, holy shit, hey, man. You work over at that company? Yeah, man, I work there. Yeah, man, how they going? Hold on, dog. Let me reach in my pocket for my check stub I just happen to have on me. I mean, seriously, drivers, come on. That's a recruiter, bruh. That's a fucking recruiter. And think about it. When he shows you his check stub, did he show you a bad check stub or a good check stub? Have you ever seen a bad check stub? And I don't know about you. I've been working a long time. Last time I checked, everybody, even if you work in a regular job, you got a short week. Holiday, you don't get paid. Well, something happened. You had a bad week. Got sick. Something, right? Not in these check stubs they carry in their pocket. They always got them motherfuckers. And they always whipping them out. Ha! Check stub. So that's the first part, brothers. Two, like I said, I'm not recruiting for these companies, right? So since I'm not recruiting for these companies, what does that mean? I'm objective, you dumbass. I'm not an owner operator. I'm not any of these guys. I'm more objective. The truth is, if you want an objective opinion, you need the person who's not doing it, who's been in for 11 years. Well, that doesn't make sense, kid. A guy who's doing it is giving you his opinion on his experience. If that motherfucker used to have, you know, a business, is he going to give you that knowledge? No. I guess who is? The person who's like, oh, that person made it in the lease purchase. Oh, you used to own a paint factory? Oh, you used to do this? Oh, you used to do that? Oh, so that's why he's successful. Why? Because I'm objective. Now, you ask an owner operator who loves being an owner operator, you know what he's going to tell you? Boy, here's the keys. Boy, go get in that truck, boy. Here's look at my check stub. Come on over here to Landstar, and we'll get you signed in. Go and put my name down there. My name is Jim. You know, you see it right there on my check stub. And I'm here to help you. So if you want an objective opinion about owner opting, if you want an objective opinion, try asking people who don't do it, who've been in the industry a long time, because they're going to have a reason for not doing it. And if they've really been honest, they're going to be like, oh, yeah, I've seen guys. Like, if you ask me, I'd be like, man, I've seen guys really make it. But I'd have to explain the difference from potential money to actual money. So let's sit down and talk about that right now. If you are a lease purchase operator, you have potential money. If you are a regular person, you have, as a driver, I have actual money. What's the difference? The difference is my actual money works like this. I get paid a certain amount a day. Okay, that's how my company works with me. As a result, I get paid that amount whether I'm working big time, hard, or whether I'm not. So as a result, my potential is that. I can't make more than that. If you are a smart lease operator and you're in an account, if you're in a lease agreement that or owner operator agreement that works on percentage, then you have the potential to make a lot of money, because if the company is hauling freight that, let's say, needs to get there and they're paying a premium on it, let's say they're paying $3 a mile, well, you're going to get that $3 a mile, right? Because, or you're going to get a piece of it, or 78% of it, or something like that, because you're in a percentage contract. Whereas a dummy who signed a mile contract, he's going to get what? $1.08, because he signed the contract to be an owner operator, but he's really a company driver because he sold his potential away for a guaranteed amount. So now he makes $1.08, but he's still fucked because he doesn't have enough money to really pay for fuel. He doesn't really have enough money to pay for fuel, pay his taxes, and pay himself a reasonable wage. And no matter what he does, he's stuck at that $1.08. That ain't enough fucking money to own a truck, by the way. You always want to have the potential to go up to $2, $3, $4. So when you get those big weeks where you gross $5,000, or maybe you get really lucky and make $10,000, you can turn around and stack that. So let's say you get 5 or 10 weeks like that, then all of a sudden that's boosted the amount of money your business has made. And you have the potential, because it's not a guarantee that's going to happen. It's just the potential for it to happen. That's the important part. So when you're a company driver, you give up potential for a guaranteed amount. Now, the benefit of, say, making $800 as a company driver and making $800 as a lease driver, I'll go over that because that would be a big, big, big thing to explain. But, well, I'll explain it. So if you make $800 as a company driver, remember, I don't have any potential. So I have to work a lot of hours to make that money. On the other hand, the guy who ends up making, you know, he's got the percentage contract, right? The lease guy, he might make $800. But first of all, he ran a lot less miles, because you got to remember, at some point, once or twice a week, he's probably got a load paying him $250, $3 a mile, occasionally $3 a mile, right? If he's lucky, but mostly $150, $160, $120, $130. So he's working a lot less to get to $800 than I am. So while I may clock in at 70 hours this week or whatever, usually I do about, well, 60 hours. So usually about 45 probably. But he's probably doing 30 hours, working a lot less, hauling a lot less freight. But he's making more money based on his less work he does. Tax time, I can only deduct as a regular person. I don't own a business. He can deduct everything he bought on the road. Plus, if he owns his truck outright, he has depreciation. I don't have shit. I ain't got nothing. All I can deduct is what's in my life. Or if I happen to own a side business. I gave that potential away to the company. They get all that. They get to deduct everything. I don't get to deduct shit. I mean, there's some stuff, but compared to an owner operator, you got to be fucking joking. An owner operator gets he's going to own a truck, or at least contract guy is going to own a truck. I ain't gonna own shit if I work 10 years for a company. I ain't gonna goddamn thing. See, this is the type of information you can get. It's called objective information. I'm not trying to recruit you for shit, right? So I'm going to do a little more in depth on that one, but I'm hoping this sends the message, guys, about making sure you get information from objective people who ain't walking around with check stubs in their pockets so you can come see them, okay? And hopefully this kind of explains the difference between why you should choose a contract and how to choose a contract. Because when you go to Transam and they want to say you get a guaranteed $1.08 a mile, what did we just discuss the whole point of being a lease operator is about? A owner operator is about. Lease is about potential. Yeah, and those words are defined by me. When I say actual, I'm using the word actual. Actual means not imagined, basically. In other words, real. So if it's not a real definition, don't beat me up in the comments, but it's my definition. And I think both of you guys get the difference between the word actual money and potential money. We're using the first words because potential is whatever it could be. And actual is real, right? Straight up. That's what the fuck it is. Okay. Now let's answer the last part of this that I know everybody wants to know. Ken, man, you said so many things. How come you're not the owner operator? Well, let's talk about the benefits. The benefit of being an owner operator is all that potential, but it's not a guarantee. Okay. Now, when I thought about owner operating, I was thinking about doing it, but it was at a time when there wasn't a lot of potential in the economy, especially for somebody brand new. A lot of you young guys who got in the last 4 years, you don't realize that back in the day before those 4 years, we were coming out of a recession. Shit was bad. Okay. So now would I be on operator? This is a potential possibility. I might make that decision, but I don't know, because I have to also be honest. I like my actual money because it comes every week and I got no bills. And that's one of the benefits of being an actual earner or having actual money is I don't have to worry about other shit. You know, my truck isn't going to break down. I don't have to worry about what's in my contract or what the economy is doing. Right. If you're an owner operator, you got to worry about all that shit. You got to have a plan because you may have to leave your company if they're not able to make you money when the shit hits the fan. I can tell you right now, a lot of owner operators went broke trying to work for a company that had company trucks and owner operators. Because when the shit gets tight, I guarantee you, I don't care whether you with Prime or whoever, they're going to show a lot more love to those motherfucking company trucks than they are going to show to owner operators. I mean, it's going to happen, okay? When the economy breaks, okay, when it shuts down, you got to be aware of that. And I don't want to deal with that bullshit. And it wouldn't have been a smart move to do so when trucking was really fucking bad. So that was the reason. That's the reason I made that decision. Currently, will I change? There's a possibility because having that guaranteed money every week when I do a certain amount of work is nice. Because when you're an owner operator, there are no guarantees. And you could have a bad week, make $1,000, and then turn around and your truck break down and cost you $20. That's the reality of it. And that's why I don't own operate. And you got to make that decision. Which one is more important to you? The potential and ownership of a truck or actual money, doing work, getting paid, and no more worries about anything. That's your decision. That was the reason I made my decision. I don't paint glorious pictures of either side because each way you give something up. I've been in this industry for 10 years. When I said you've been 10 years, you work, you don't get shit. I could have owned a truck by now, paid it off. I could have had two trucks by now. But I gave that up because I didn't respect the potential as much as I wanted my guarantee. That's a personal choice. Okay. So that was, and the reason I did this, because, you know, I'm in this for the money. I didn't necessarily want to own a truck. So if I don't want to own a truck, why would I do something to own one? You see what I'm saying? Like, my goal is to make money. That's it. If all your goal is to make money, don't become an owner operator. Owner operator, the only thing they guaranteed is more control over their life. Because remember, holidays come, I could only go home whatever my company allows. Owner operator can go home as long as he wants. You can work hard all year long and take off November and December and January. There are drivers who do it all the fucking time, every year after year. So hopefully that helps you guys. Hopefully I was articulate enough. If not, I'm sorry. But I'm just a poor YouTube truck driver, podcaster. Forgive me, sir. No, I'm joking. But I'm great. I know I am. No. All right, guys. TruckDriver101.com. Hopefully this helps you. I mean, I'm going to go over this in a shorter video. Sorry this went so long. Talk to you guys later.